Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli says the debt burden, averaging $3,253 per resident, is almost three times the U.S. median. New York's debt is second only to California's $96.4 billion in state-funded debt and 80% higher than New Jersey, which is in third place. The $63 billion total is $24 billion, or 62% higher than a decade ago. DiNapoli says that could threaten critical infrastructure projects, including those following Superstorm Sandy. The comptroller mentioned that $2 million in unclaimed funds was returned to Sandy neighborhoods. He explained Sandy's impact on the budget won't be known until the December cash reports are out.
We are waiting to see what the governor and division of the budget, what adjustments they may make when they put out the budget plan for the coming year with regard to the impact of the storm. I think that's still an issue that many of us are trying to get a handle on in terms of what impact, short-term and long-term for that matter, the impact of the storm will be.
DiNapoli projects New York's borrowing capacity falling to $509 million after the 2013-14 fiscal year. State lawmakers in 2000 imposed the debt limit, which is based on personal income. DiNapoli says New York continues to issue new debt.
We need to do a better job of managing debt as we move to the future. That, to me, means a better job of prioritizing, making sure we don't fall back into some of the bad habits of using debt for operating expenses. But, you know, the challenge with all of this is that we're in an older state with an older infrastructure. We've got the impact of Irene and Sandy now. Clearly, we're going to have continued need to use debt. The challenge is how can we manage it in a more structured and wise way than we've done in the past.
DiNapoli is renewing his call to create a more effective cap on New York debt by limiting all state-funded debt to 5% of personal income with a 9-year phase-in of the cap. He supports a constitutional amendment to restrict use of long-term debt to capital purposes and a constitutional ban on so-called backdoor borrowing by state public authorities to require new types of state debt to be approved by the legislature and the voters before being issued by the comptroller. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.